Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we are so pleased to have in the studio with us Rob Lake, world-famous illusionist. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, man. On tour in South Africa, how are you finding the whole experience?
It's amazing. We had a week in Cape Town that was just stunning and gorgeous, incredible. And we just started our shows here in Joburg.
What are you bringing to the South African audiences that we might not have seen you do before?
Well, I create all of my illusions, and you'll see a very large, massive stage production. I picked my favorite illusions to bring down here, and we're performing them all month.
Because if you don't know, I mean, Rob does his own show, obviously. He consults on a lot of shows as well. He puts illusions and ideas together for films and for theater productions and all sorts. When was the first time that you remember that you watched someone else perform magic and it blew your mind?
Well, I saw growing up, you know, birthday parties. I had a relative that did magic, and it never interested me or intrigued me. But when I was 10 years old, I saw a magic show, and I said, I didn't say, I just knew that's what I would do with my entire life.
And he's not joking, because by the age of 22, he was on world tour.
Yes.
You know, so that time frame is not long. And it's just such a fascinating thing to do. And there's a bit of me that gets really annoyed that none of you guys talk about how you do it, because I really want to know.
You know, I'll give you a little hint. It's really not as much about the method of what we do to accomplish. For me, I don't want people to feel like they're being tricked, because no one likes that. It's kind of a negative feeling. It's more about creating this wonder, this enchantment, this feeling that anything could be possible. So in my show, even the most skeptical people kind of give up and just relax and enjoy themselves. And it's so much fun when you just can let magic happen.
You consult to a lot of big shows and tours. Tell us about your bestie, Adele. Just the one word, Adele.
Yeah, okay. You know, I do create my own illusions. So I get calls all the time to create illusions or special effects for Broadway shows. I consult for the Disney theme parks. I got to do fun things like Sesame Street Live, creating, you know, Elmo's magic tricks. But I got a call a couple years back to create special effects and illusions for Adele for her Las Vegas concerts. So I had to postpone and cancel a lot of my shows for almost a year. I could not tell anyone why. They wanted to keep it top secret. And I was just developing and creating these illusions and effects for her show. And every weekend she performs in Vegas, when she disappears, it goes viral every weekend.
That's amazing. And you can go, hey,
That's right. But it was a wonderful show. She is as authentic and real as you think. And to get to say, and she's actually a performer I do like and listen to. So it was really, you know, wonderful and a great privilege to get to work on that show.
Do you ever end up in situations where you've done a trick for someone else and you're like, I should have kept that one. That's too good.
Not really. I'm always being creative, and I'm always, you know, coming up with new ideas. And we're always working on new illusions at my warehouse.
Where do you get that inspiration from to constantly be coming up with these new things that no one's ever seen before?
Sure. I think that's kind of like asking, where does creativity come from? More for me, it's how I've trained my mind and my brain to think this way. I've been reading magic books since I was 10. I would go to the library for all these kids. That's what the internet used to look like. And I would get every book they had on magic. Not just kids' tricks, but like history of magic. And, you know, I would really try to understand the why and the how. And I just have taught myself how to think that way.
And there's obviously a big difference between the sort of two forms of stuff that you do, the big stage show and the big tricks and the illusions. But there's also the mentalism kind of thing. And I imagine that's very satisfying, because that's you and a person.
Yeah. So for me, you know, magic is kind of the bigger umbrella category for all. And illusion is my specialty. Illusion is like the large scale magic, like for my motorbike or my dancers or the levitation. That's an illusion. But for me, I also have a lot of fun, because it's interactive with the mentalism, the mind reading part of magic, which is just the trickery where people think you're reading their minds. And for me, that's fun because of how people react and because it's really different every single time.
You talked about your warehouse. I have in my head, what is that show? Mythbusters. Is it kind of like that?
Yes, it is. It's all sorts of gadgets and collections and ideas. And it's where we build and create my scenery, my illusions, but we also prototype and develop them. And some of these things can take 10 or more years from idea to make it to the stage.
America's Got Talent was a big I don't want to say break for you because you've already been working as a musician.
It's always a nice launch point, though.
Yes, but yeah. America's Got Talent was that launch point of your career. What was your experience like on that show?
So I don't get to watch much TV. I travel all the time. And if I do watch something, it's usually on an international flight or a tour bus, and I'll binge watch a show. And honestly, reality type programs aren't my most interested genre.
Same.
So great. And so on that show, they'd been calling me for 12 years to do the show, to try to do the show. And we said no. And they finally said, we really want you on the show. And I underestimated. I thought, okay, we'll go on. We'll do one episode. Because a lot of people come on, do one episode. They say you're going through, and then you never see them again.
Yeah.
Because they may not have another act. That might have been the thing. So I thought, we'll go on. We'll do one episode. We'll do a million YouTube views and go on with our lives.
Yes.
I underestimated. The show has 300 crew members working on it. It's massive. I walk on that stage, and on my mind, I'm thinking, I've got to cancel tour dates. I want to do more rounds. This is going to be a much bigger exposure. So I undervalued it. We had over 60 or 70 million YouTube views just from our first illusion. So I actually was on tour in Europe for the second round of filming. I had to postpone my tour in Europe. I almost missed I did a show in Germany, almost missed my flight to LA, flew straight to LA, went straight to the studio to film, no sleep, did all the interviews and stuff, and got back on a flight, flew back to Europe to finish my tour.
That is genuine rock star behavior.
Absolutely.
And I'm still exhausted. That was years ago. I'm still exhausted. But that, you know, I said, we want to do part of the show. And so we did it. And we did three rounds. And, you know, I don't know how many YouTube views they all got, but a lot. So it's a really, really popular show. And it was a great experience. So did it change much? You know, the show's very similar. Obviously elevated the presence and the marketing and the awareness. And it let a lot more people around the world get to see the illusions and things I do.
There aren't many. If you look at, you know, 8 billion people in the world, there aren't many people doing incredibly high-level illusions and stuff. Is there like a little work crew? Do you keep in touch with other people in the scene? Do you like chat to the rest of them and go, hey, what are you working on at the moment? Do you guys get together for drinks?
Yeah, well, it's more
for
more
a WhatsApp group?
Yeah. I've got a few really close magic friends. And, you know, we talk regularly for personal reasons, social reasons. But also, I've got a really small group of just a couple people I will call and just bounce ideas off of, who understand my thinking. It's really, hey, I'm having this idea. What do you think about this? How do we do this? What if we tried this? And then I'll, you know, we'll kind of get inspiration as a collective, and then we'll go back to my shop and try things out.
Do you ever do illusions outside of work? Like if you're at we call it a braai. Let's say you're at a barbecue, and people are like, oh, do one.
do a trick,
as
Ross.
As a kid, it was the opposite. I was telling everybody, watch me. I was driving everyone crazy with magic as a kid. But now it's, no, I'm off duty.
Yes.
That is absolutely the answer. So Teatro Monte Cassino is the show. How long is the Joburg run? Where can we get tickets? And what can people expect?
So like I said, I brought my favorite illusions. It's a massive theatrical production. We filled the entire theater with all of our equipment and stuff. And we run through the 27th. It's an interactive show, so everyone kind of gets to be part of the magic. It doesn't mean you're going to be embarrassed on stage, but I want everyone to be able to feel the magic.
Rob, it's been such a pleasure having you. We are going to actually get to do an illusion with Rob that's going to go up on our social media platforms. I can't wait to do that. But thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. This has been fun.